Hello, Australia. Paige Estrotori here with your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we talk industry news shaping the world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This Friday, January 3rd, 2025, we share stories high on impact, covering everything from super funds diversifying portfolios with cryptocurrency to innovative advising platforms, government reforms, and fiscal challenges. Our first story highlights AMP, one of Australia's super funds, distinctly stepping into the world of cryptocurrencies under BTC Markets guidance, Australia's own crypto exchange. The initial allocation features a modest 0.05% to Bitcoin, placing the emerging digital asset on their financial radar. In the words of BTC Markets CEO Caroline Bowler, this could be seen as a parallel to the early days of the internet, high-risk territory, but full of long-term investment promise. This move unearths a trend of Australian interest leaning towards digital assets as traditional financial paradigms undergo a shift. Now, from crypto to member services, supermarket NIS graces our news list as they unveil a groundbreaking advice platform. This game-changing technology is in partnership with Otivo to offer its 13,000 members personalized, budget-savvy financial advice. This is not just any advisory platform. With features to provide personal insurance consultations and consider partner assets, NIS Super strives to maintain member-centric innovation in our fast-paced financial universe. On a more critical note, the challenge of balancing economic stability and public spending rears its head. Former Treasurer Peter Costello criticizes the Albanese government for a noticeably rising public spending graph that outpaces the per capita tax burden. These financial concerns underline a call for strategic fiscal reform, with innovation and infrastructure as key players in maintaining economic stability in the choppy waters of global markets. Last, but just as consequential, we see the Australian insurance landscape poised for transformation. The government is ready to open avenues for advisors, offering uncomplicated advice to the masses. Posed to change consumer engagement with insurance, this reform aims to reduce barriers and introduce a new class of advisors for those needing less complex solutions. This seems to harmonize with recent challenges in the wake of a flood inquiry and the movement toward enhanced digital integration for delivering advice. While simple advice features are underway, the need for comprehensive consultation reminds us of its fundamental role. And that was our roundup of financial services news, brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more updates, check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Till our next update, this is Paige Estrotori, ensuring you stay informed in these fast-moving financial times.